The General Services Administration seems to be jumping into next-generation procurements with both feet. GSA's Bill Zielinski, the Deputy Assistant Commissioner for the Federal Acquisition Service's IT Category Management, says the administration is very close to awarding a $50 billion telecom contract he says will be the start of a race to the beginning for its enterprise infrastructure solutions. And that announcement comes as Alan Thomas, the new FAS commissioner, tells Congress he supports an Amazon-style, but not Amazon necessarily, e-commerce portal for government buyers. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
GSA's Bill Zielinski could barely contain himself during a recent Fed Insider event in Washington when he shared that his agency is just weeks away from announcing its EIS telecommunications contract. Somehow he was able to stay tight-lipped on the contract award winner, but we did share a few details about what this contract will mean for the future of network services.
The award that I'm talking about here, it really isn't the end. It is a very important milestone within the program, but we really think about this as not the race to the finish, but the race to the beginning. Because now what's behind us in terms of the contract award sets out the transition. So where we're really focusing our energies now as we get past the award is really making sure that agencies are ready and prepared to go forward with that transition from the networks contract or whatever contracts are using today over to EIS.
Zielinski says this next generation of contract is the result of agencies, industry, and GSA working together to ask what are the needs the government has in a digitally converged world. Needs that provide more access to not just today's technologies, but serve as on-ramps for future ones.
So as those come into being, we're able to bring those on board in EIS and to make sure that agencies don't just meet their needs for mission today, but they're able to meet their mission for tomorrow, and they're able to do so not just in the most cost-effective manner, but in a way that allows them to continue to meet mission and to do so in a safe and secure manner.
GSA has been providing telecommunication services to the government since the 1960s. Transitioning from contracts hasn't been an easy road. The move from FTS 2001, the predecessor to networks, took 33 months longer than expected and cost the government an extra $395 million. Despite the delay, today the contract provides a significant value, Zielinski said.
The networks, again, networks with an X contract that's out there today, we do about $1.8 billion in services. We provide about $1.8 billion in telecom services to federal agencies each year through that contract. Again, significant amount of spend. It constitutes about 35% of that marketplace, of the federal marketplace. And we do estimate that since 2007, we have saved government agencies in the neighborhood of $3.8 billion in costs directly as it relates to kind of comparable services, terms, and conditions over commercial rates. But we can do a lot better, right? We at GSA can do a lot better on behalf of agencies. And that's exactly what we're looking to do with this next generation of network services contracts. You know, today we talk about that last mile. Back then it was all last miles, right? Telecom was all kind of these local connections and trying to interconnect those and weave those together into something broader and larger. But today where we are, when we talk about the emerging technologies and the increasingly digital world in which we live, those digital business strategies are creating a call for even greater business capabilities, greater abilities to effectively manage those network services, and the greater rapidly evolving security requirements that we have collectively.
Zielinski said it's important agencies have their transition plans in order. GSA has been running a number of training programs to help agencies prepare for the change and understand what's in the new contract, and he encouraged both agency folks and industry to take advantage of those opportunities.
That idea of being able to have a transition plan in place is very, very important. Part of that is inventories. In order to be able to do that transformation, in order to be able to move forward into EIS and the significant opportunities that it presents, you really have to be prepared by knowing what you already have in place so that you understand what it's going to take to be able to get you there. This, again, is another opportunity for industry to work with agencies, because as they're looking at defining those requirements within the proposals, this is an opportunity to partner with your folks who are providing you services today to really help define and outline those sorts of proposals that are going to be put forward for EIS. And so it's a large, complicated, coordinated effort upon which we're going to embark. But the significant opportunities that it presents are ones that lead to that transformation. With this contract, our ability to be able to move from those kind of hard-coded backbone sorts of network services to those converged kinds of network services are significant.
Zielinski also said to watch for continued partnership between GSA, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Homeland Security Department through the EIS contract.
The cybersecurity EO and the M-17-25 really focuses on the idea of network security and those things that we can do to secure the networks. And what everyone's going to be seeing over the course of time is the cybersecurity EO really calls for the administration to publish a report in a short period of time that really outlines the efforts and the things that are going to take place in order to make sure that we have secured our networks. Now, I'm not going to talk about exactly what's in there because I think that there's still a lot of work to be done there. But one of the things that you're going to see is that continued partnership between DHS, OMB, and GSA in making sure that through the enterprise infrastructure solutions that you're able to meet all of those requirements in the new and upcoming security requirements coming from OMB memorandum. In addition to that, M-17-22 requires agencies to comprise reform plans that talks about how they're going to become more effective and efficient in buying and procuring the goods, services, and products that they need to run their missions.
Whether it's the White House's cybersecurity memo or the reorganization directive, Zielinski says GSA has factored in all of their requirements into the EIS contract.
Large, complex program that presents incredible opportunities for agencies, not just to transition from their telecom of today to their telecom of tomorrow, but to really move forward in transforming to network services that are part of delivering the increased digital age that we're in today, and to do so in a way that provides that security as we have baked those requirements in there.
In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out all of our procurement and GSA coverage at FederalNewsRadio.com.